This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, August 2nd, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
This is our third anniversary of going daily, so we're talking about the traditional third anniversary gift, which is leather. We'll have more stories. A man who makes saddles at Prairie Grove, Jed Clampett, and we'll tell you about that connection in a little while. But here's someone who's going to give us a connection, I think, somehow to leather because of yard sales. Right, Becca Martin Brown?
You know, if I have a choice of things to talk to you about, and for 3 years now I have.
Oh, well.
Longer than that.
Yes, because even before we were a daily show, yes.
But you can't be surprised I'm choosing yard sales. And if it's a yard sale that comes with a dog story.
Oh, you're all over it.
I'm so in. There's a lady in Eureka Springs who has a pet grooming business. Her name is Rachel Bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, she had just been in Eureka Springs for a little while. She was trying to get a dog park started there. And so they had a yard sale at Yards and Yards of Yard Sales to benefit the dog park. And also to kind of celebrate a dog named Percy.
Who's Percy?
Percy looked like a red husky with beagle ears. And according to Rachel, she was the best dog ever. They were together for 13 years.
Aww.
Percy died in July of 2011. But she's the inspiration. She was the inspiration for Rachel training to be a dog groomer. And then the inspiration for the dog park, which they've actually got about half the funding for.
Mm-hmm.
And the inspiration for the yard sale. She was not the inspiration for Rachel deciding to do a personal yard sale this year. She will, however, accept donations for the dog park at the yard sale.
These yard sales, this is one of many, right? That's the whole concept?
They have 61 sellers on the map for Eureka Springs.
That's a lot of yard sales.
Hence the reason I said many, yes.
And they say they usually have more than 1,000 customers. So if you'd like to go, it's 7 o'clock to 3 o'clock today and tomorrow. I believe you've missed most of today by now, but you could run.
But you got yards and yards tomorrow.
Yards and yards tomorrow. Maps are available at the Chamber of Commerce office at the Village at Pine Mountain in Eureka Springs, at the convenience stores on US 62, at the Eureka Springs Transit Center on US 62, and at the Eureka Springs Historical Museum. There is no cost to attend. You can buy an all-day trolley pass, which is like $3. And you'll have a great time, and I'll probably see you there.
Okay.
Or if you miss this weekend. It is the 14th annual Bargains Galore on 64. It's 160 miles.
160 miles? I feel like you've told me about this before.
Yes. 160 miles from Fort Smith to BB along US 64. That starts Thursday and continues through August 10th. And you can find out more about it at bargainsgaloreon64.com.
Uh-huh.
Now, if that's not crazy enough for you, I can up the ante.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
The Color Vibe 5K is Saturday in Fayetteville.
Right.
This is where you run a 5K and they shoot non-toxic painted powder at you. According to our writer Kevin Kinder, who wrote about this, about 500 runners at a time will take off from the starting line at the Washington County Fairgrounds and then proceed at their own pace through the various color stations, which weave their way along with the race course through the fairgrounds. And then at the very end, there's a dance party and color throwing extravaganza. This starts at 9 o'clock Saturday at the fairgrounds in Fayetteville. It's $50 to do this, and you can find out more at thecolorvibe.com. Also this weekend, The King and I continues at Rogers Little Theater, 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets for that start at $16. The 60th annual Decatur Barbecue is Saturday. Fun run at 7 a.m., no paint. Car show from 10 to 3, a parade at 11, pageants at 6:30, and music at 8 o'clock. $3 to park. The rest of it's free.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Mm-mm.
There is a living history performance and book signing with Nancy Hendricks, who is the author of Senator Hattie Caraway and Arkansas Legacy. This will be at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Fort Smith Museum of History. And there's a program by Susan Young, one of my favorite people in the world, an outreach coordinator at the Shiloh Museum, at 2 o'clock Saturday at Hobbs State Park called Hard to Get There From Here.
All righty. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.